Chairman Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Machigan.
Here.
Treasurer Rosenblum.
Here.
Secretary Fishing Adams.
Here.
Director Jackson.
Here.
We're all here and welcome to the August Board of Directors meeting for the National Airport Authority. I'd like to open it up to public input. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to start up with? Yes, Wes.
So I see on the agenda that the S&P adoption process is listed, and I thought I would say a couple words about, I know you guys recognize how much work has gone into the S&P draft. It obviously has taken quite a while. I think that the draft that you have represents the best efforts of just about every group on the airport. I know some of the NAA members sat in and listened. I'd like to recognize that there are a bunch of good and sound ideas in the draft. I'd also like to recognize that a number of ideas are not in the draft. And one of the ways the committee worked was that any good idea had to be recognized as both a good idea and good policy, and that it took a majority, more than a majority, a supermajority of the members to recognize that a good idea made sense. So there are a lot of good, otherwise good ideas left on the table that didn't measure up to that. One of the things I've heard discussed has to do with all the process involved in changing the S&P. Obviously, this effort took a long time and involved a lot of process. Perhaps it might be shorter in the future, but I'd like to point out that good policy is not made in haste, that the best policy gets buy-in from all the stakeholders, which I think this process has done. I'd also like to point out that in the, 16 years now since the last revision, there has not been an event that needed to be served by a hasty revision or addition of the policy. So I would encourage you, when you think about the weight of the process that is used to revise this in the future, that you recognize that an open and considered process that involves all the stakeholders may take a while, but it produces the best result. And I guess that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And nobody else?
We'll move on.
Minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the National Airport Authority July 2015 minutes as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Yes, I have a question. Are we also approving the non-public session minutes?
I don't have any of those minutes. Do you have?
So can we?
I mean,
no.
I don't have any of that.
No, not any minutes for it. What's the status of that?
That's a good question.
Well, let's move ahead then, and let's approve the public meeting minutes.
Okay.
And let's grab the non-public meeting minutes and make sure they get revisited over the next couple weeks or submittal next time. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. So moving and seconded to approve the public minutes of the July meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Treasurer's report.
Mr. Chair, in your packet to the July 31st the financials, they are the first month of the year. I'll refer to page 13, I'm sorry, page 18, which is the comparison of actual to budget. A couple of the accounts are still in the process of being analyzed, so we have a slight movement of income from one category to another, but overall the income for the month was right on budget. It was actually $710 over budget. in our expenses, operating, you know, personnel are running under budget for the month. Some of the utilities are slightly under budget, and overall, the expenses are about $5,500 under budget. And we had some finance charge income of $1,200. That was actually back charges for several months prior for delinquent accounts. We recognized that in July. So overall, we wound up the month with a $5,090 surplus, which is about $7,800 better than we had expected at this point. I'd like to make a motion to approve the July 31st financial report as presented, pending audit.
Second the motion.
And any discussion?
Question?
Yes, sir.
Mike, I noticed you're taking the $1,250 finance charge on delinquent accounts. Is that what that is?
Yes.
But if you can't collect the accounts that are delinquent, how could we possibly assume that we're going to have income from collecting the past due?
We're in the process. There are three accounts that are long delinquent and overdue, and we're in the process of putting liens on property, and at some point we'll be collecting those receivables.
Thanks.
I do have a question about winter coming up, and I know we're saving money right now on wages and things, but Ron will be gone for a period of time over the winter, and Danny has cut way back on his hours, so my concern is that we're going to have enough help to take care of what we need over the winter months for plowing and maintenance and things like that. So have you guys given any thought to what our next step is in that direction?
Well, the budget took that into account, that there will be a need for more personnel the winter time and the change in personnel. But as for the actual, I defer to the airport manager for that.
Okay. Also, if I may, I noticed that our fuel flowage fees are off considerably, and is there any correlation between that and actual activity?
I would say so, yeah, if you're asking, yeah, there's definitely a correlation between fuel flowage fees and operations. They're both down significantly.
Anything else? Okay, the motion is to... Yes.
Mike started out by saying, I think it's a $700 improvement on income.
Yeah.
That's just from operations. What accounted for the improvement? How come we're ahead of budget on income? What did that
do? We were slightly ahead on the land lease income for the month, and we're investigating actually why that's $2,200 over budget. There may be a misclassified income item in there. Offsetting that $2,200 was a shortage of $1,200 in fuel flowage fees. And then everything else is within a couple hundred dollars of one another. Yeah.
There's like 40 line items that are all a little bit over and under, so to say what one thing caused it all is kind of tough, but especially the first month.
I was glad to hear it was above as opposed to below. So hopefully
there's
some kind of trend
there that we try to budget conservatively, and when it comes in higher, we're very pleased.
Okay, it's been a motion and seconded to approve the July financial statements. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? It carries.
I do also want to comment that the I've been working quite a bit with Mary Beth this month and Steve to help with the reporting on the traffic when we get to that point, so we have a better correlation of where we stand today versus going back 5 years, so we have actual year-to-date figures comparison. So we're working and fine-tuning that.
Okay, let's move on to communications. Madam Secretary.
We received NA15-014, Gale Associates for the SWIP update, SWPPP on file. And NA15-015, F1 Air Transfer of Lease for the E2221 Hangar 0. And that's on file.
On the transfer of lease, we'll handle that under new business. Does anybody have any comments on anything else on the letter?
They just had a request. Is Mr. Valentine? I'm sorry.
I represent Air Direct. Ron has had a very busy 4 days and deserves a little sleep. So my name is Mr. Plant. I'm the chief pilot for Air Direct.
Okay, we'll be discussing that on the new business.
Very good. Thank you.
Jim's not here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just wanted to identify
okay.
if he was here.
No, he's not here.
He's not here.
No.
Yeah.
The SWIP letter, pretty much that mostly just addressed for everybody's understanding that the 2008 permit process had been updated to a 2013 permit process, so we had to resubmit our notice of intent. And that has to be done by the end of the month, which is not a big deal. Reports, tower report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the month of July, we were down 710 operations from the same time period in 2014. Overall, for the year, we're down about 12%. And jet operations were slightly higher than average.
So we're down 12%. Any explanation? Any reason? Weather? Can be weather.
Weather. Certainly February was a bad month. I think
still don't explain
April
June.
We had 10 days of bad at June we had 10 days of bad weather. That was a pretty bad month. I would ask the pilots in here, any reason, are you flying the same as you have been or
no? During both February and June the weather really put a damper on overall flight operations.
February is also a short month.
That is good point.
Thankfully.
Yeah. The weather was horrific.
Yeah.
It definitely slowed
our operation. May I make an observation, if I may? And this is just out of the blue. When we were on a fiscal financial reporting basis from July through June, why do we look at comparative traffic counts on a calendar basis?
Now with all the FAA tower reports, I imagine. I wouldn't.
There doesn't seem to be a correlation about how we're doing annually versus on a calendar basis versus a
right.
fiscal basis.
That's a good idea. While we mod this tower report, we might want to think about it tracking on a fiscal basis.
If that's what the board chooses, we can do that.
Yeah. I think the information is better on a calendar basis, personally. It kind of tracks with other airports and their volume.
Just for to correlate them.
Right.
Maybe we can't get a sense of where we are. You can. But
well, I can take a look at every airport in New England and look at the stats and see where we stand with them. If we track it in the same parameter.
Like I said, out of the blue.
Anything else? Yes, sir.
For the month of July, then, so we're down 710 operations. What is that on a percentage basis, just for the month of July?
12%.
12% for the month.
That's 12% for the year.
It's also for the month.
Oh, it is for the month as well?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll leave that to later, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, let's move on to the airport manager report.
Okay, so I have a question.
Airport manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wildlife activity on the airport has been moderate with no reported strikes. We're seeing migratory waterfowl overflying the airport and some turkeys are back. We'll continue to harass these birds. 2015 touch truck event this Saturday was very successful. We had approximately 2,200 visitors to the airport. And our first Ash movie night was a great success. Special thanks go out to Parks and Recs Department for the city, the Department of Transportation and the Aviation Historical Society for providing fun activities before the movie. And of course, thanks to Sandy for manning that popcorn machine.
Thanks to Greg for finally showing us how to use it.
And thanks to Greg as well for providing us with the popcorn machine and tables and the chairs and everything. Thank you. We had 175 to 200 people in attendance and four aircraft that flew in. I mentioned this last month, the Granite State Airport Management Association is holding their first inaugural golf tournament on September 14th to benefit New Hampshire airports and STEM education in the state. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. There's still openings for foursomes or sponsorships at any amount, and the deadline is tomorrow. On August 26th, the National Guard will be conducting an exercise on the airport adjacent to our building. The exercise will simulate a chemical biological exposure incident and test the response of their personnel. And Aerodyne Research will be back in September to perform some additional emissions testing on turbine engine aircraft. And that concludes my report.
Could you add to your report until it's complete and give us an update now about the underground storage tank removal process?
We're just waiting on Nashua Jet to formally let us know that the tanks are completely empty, and at that point I can call Clean Harbors and start the demolition process.
Okay. So we're probably looking at as early as September.
Yeah. I would say in sometime in the month. I would say by the end of September it'll be removed.
That's good. Yes.
Question about the wildlife report. You said moderate activity, but no reported strikes. What constitutes moderate activity versus light or heavy? How do we look at it? It sounds like a subjective word. Where there's no reported strikes, that would seem to be that would be light.
Well, we have a lot of geese overflying the airport right now. I would call it moderate. It's a daily occurrence. We've had some sightings of terrestrial mammals out there as well on the airport here. Woodchucks, believe it or not, they're not as much of a hazard, but they are a wildlife issue. You're right, it is subjective.
Okay. I'm just curious if there was a measure for that.
I'm pretty sure the FAA probably has their own system of measurement. The one I use in my report is my own.
It's the season. They're out there.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah. The touch truck, I'd like to make a few comments on it. Actually, I'd like to, for everybody who was there or had people there, just kind of compliment some of the things that happened and some of the things that may not have happened. It was a very, very hot day, and whoever organized the hangar to be open, I think that was a big plus for kids to go in there and get some shade. I think that next year the planes had the longest line, so let's double up on the planes. I think that would be any plane out there would be great for the kids to crawl in. And I wish I had mine out there. Anybody else had any comments about that maybe want to do next, improve next time? No? Okay. And...
Why don't you change the name?
Touch a plane?
Touch a truck and plane, yeah. Be good. Let's move on to the airport engineer.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Good to see you guys all again. It's been a few months since I've been here, so... we have five projects that are on the update. It's really three. First two, the navigation easements and the construction, the obstruction removal and approach survey have been closed out. The amendments have been awarded. I spoke with New Hampshire DOT late last week. They're just trying to get all the paperwork done to issue the funds. So they said that they are hopeful to send out the funds early this week. So you should see the funds to financially close these projects out officially. Some 09 and 2010 projects, 3 years ago. So, any questions on those two projects?
That means Gail gets paid, right?
I think we're the only ones left to be paid.
Correct. Right. Good.
I think everyone else has been paid, yeah. So, Mary Beth, if you need any invoices or anything to follow up, please let me know. I'll help coordinate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I get questions about it every month. Project number three. The wildlife fence project, Fences Unlimited has completed the majority of the work. The only things that are left are the additional fence that are, we are waiting for the demolition of the two properties on the corner of Pine Hill and Sharon Ave, and some minor punch list stuff. Coordinate with them today to make sure it's on their radar, and reminded them to coordinate with Steve, the airport manager, for any ongoing work at the airport. Really minor stuff. For all intents and purposes, they're substantially complete and ready to go. So,
how's the budget on that fence project?
Construction's under, because of the duration, our contract is very tight, but we're just making it work. So, but financially, we are under budget. I think we're running about 97% of the total grant, is what we're estimating at the end of it.
Okay, before we close it out, I'd like to take one more look at something. I mean, we've got to have better controls on the timing. Before we release this money and send it back, one of our biggest complaints about our perimeter fence are the gates, the timing, the controls. Mm-hmm. We need to improve that. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So if somebody...
worse than it once was...
No, it's just that we're constantly being told that there's no adjusting the 30-second delay for the close, or the 20-second delay. I mean, you need 5 seconds to get through the fence.
Right.
And if you don't make it, then...
There's bumper strips.
Yeah.
So there's safety edges to control that. Okay.
So...
There is adjustments.
Gate controls is something I would really like to look at before we let it go.
All of the gates that were part of the construction project, which is all of them except for gate 12,
yep,
next to our shop, they all have they're open for 5 seconds and then they can start closing. Except for gate 12, which we're told by our maintenance manager again and again, there is no adjustment on it. It stays open for as long as it stays open and then it starts to close.
Then let's rip the controls out.
That's the one near the airport authority.
The vertical pivot, okay.
Right.
That
wasn't touched by the project at all.
I guess I've only been exiting all the other gates. I always enter the guillotine fence. Mm. But the exiting, it doesn't seem, it's not as bad, but it's only 5 seconds.
We've adjusted those in the past.
We don't.
So, they are adjustable. The guillotine one, I have no clue, but I have to look into the manufacturer. My guess is probably not because of the liability.
So Pharaoh's not here. Is that what is his number one complaint? Is the guillotine?
I
don't know.
No, cracks.
No, I know it's asphalt. Okay. Yes.
Farrell's complaint, I think, was the distance of the car reader from the car door, mm-hmm, in that new gate. Is there any way that can be made so it's a little closer? Is there an extension arm or something that can be put on there? I don't know what those things cost, but I'm just hearing that was his issue.
We can. You can put an extender on it. The one problem I will caution you is that if you start putting it in the travel way, they're going to clip it with a plow blade. That's the problem. So the reason we put it towards the edge of pavement is so it doesn't get clipped, and you guys won't have perpetual maintenance of it.
I'd like to comment that, you know, it is quite a distance back from the two posts that protect it.
Right.
You know, when I drive by something like that, I typically give my mirror a few inches but my arm is longer than that.
Right.
And you know, that can come forward about 9 or 10 inches before it is unprotected by those two solid posts.
Then let's put on the punch list and fix that. You know, we can either... Is someone singing here?
Yeah.
I apologize, my daughter's right here.
It's okay. So I just want to make sure I wasn't going crazy.
She's she must be a pilot someday.
I do have a... Can you guys just try to remember to state your name for the record, okay?
Eric Strand, Deal Associates.
Okay.
Let's put it on the let's put it on the punch list, and we need to fix it in a couple hours of labor or deal with it for the next 20 years. So let's fix it.
That's fine.
Greg, is the reader by your building?
It's in the same spot it's always been.
Is it fixed? Is it okay? Everything?
No, it's working.
We didn't touch that one at all.
Yeah.
That's one that we reused. That the gate in question is, I forgot the number now because we changed all the numbers.
Yeah.
What gate is that?
That's a new gate. We did install that.
The new gate?
I know, but there were problems with your... I just want to make sure that I knew it was working fine now.
Yes.
Wes Lute for the recorder. I just remembered Farrell's offer was that if you guys can come up with the circuitry for that, for the gate by the airport authority, he could look at changing a resistor value or whatever to shorten up that 30 seconds.
Yeah, which is now 5 seconds. Which I'm going to go tap the test.
No.
Oh, the yellow thing. Okay.
I'm still 30. Okay. I don't know if that's something you guys want to investigate, but that was his offer.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't touch the vertical pivot gate as part of this one, simply because it works fine and we were told let's leave it alone. Leave it alone. So. I can look and see if Fences Unlimited is willing to do it as part of the project. Mm. Look at the overall budget and see if it's available to you guys.
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's get these things. It's a security issue having it up so long, in my opinion. So anyway, moving on then.
The other two, the property acquisition and the demo, we're in a holding pattern waiting for funding. I was just at Northeast chapter of AAAE, and it doesn't look good for funding. We're still operating under a continuing resolution. So what that really means right now is that funds in the region are being dispersed at 1/12. Every single month they're getting 1/12. So they're pretty much, what that means is that the property acquisition, or the second phase of the Project 5 here, will not see funding probably until mid-September.
Okay.
So it just means that we can't do demo until after that.
When you said it doesn't look good, you had me scared there for that.
No.
You're just talking about delayed.
Typically, at this point in the year, they have the appropriations and they can go ahead and they can fund projects. This one doesn't have a lot of discretionary funds, but for whatever reason, they don't have the ability. They've gotten a portion. New Hampshire DOT has received a portion of it, but they just haven't received enough to be able to do it. So. In talking with New Hampshire DOT late last week, we won't have funding probably until the middle of September, which means we'll have to turn around a grant offer very quickly and get it back to them. So we'll need to get insurance first, so I'll get ours in place, and you guys need to get yours and have your vote for Dennis to sign it, whoever designated person to sign it. So. But that's pretty much it. I talked with the demo contractor, SNR, they're still on board, and as soon as they have contracts, they'll do it. So, how did the fire training go?
We haven't had any.
They didn't have any?
No.
Interesting. Okay, are they still interested, or is that off the table?
It's off the table, I think.
Okay. Any questions on those two projects?
Yeah.
The only other things I had, you guys kind of already alluded to, the multi-sector general permit, EPA just recently came up with the 2005. We issued you guys a letter. If you guys need anything from us, please let us know. You guys recently did just have your SWIP updated. As far as I'm concerned, you guys just need some minor administrative stuff that you can file your NOI pretty easily. I know Steve's been coordinating our office on that, and if you need anything else, let us know.
The letter refers to some changes that are necessary to be made to the SWIP. I'm not familiar with any rule changes between the 2008 and 2013. It was mostly just a software swap. So what exactly are the changes we need to make to our SWIP, and have you made those?
That project is closed out. It's been closed out for a while. The stuff that I'm really alluding to is just administrative. Like, the SWIP team consisted of Don. Don's not here anymore, so it just needs to be updated to Dennis as the chairman. Probably should update with the any other changes that are on the airfield with FBOs or anything else like that, anyone else who's part of the SWIP team. The biggest change that occurred is the inspections and the reporting that's required as part of it. We have a list of it that we can gladly provide for you, because a lot of our airports have to totally overhaul their SWIPs because they're not in compliance now. You guys recently just had one. We had a draft of the 2015 that we tapered it to, so it almost matches it identically. There were some minor stuff, but the reporting that you guys have to do on an annual basis is the biggest change. So
not much change to our SWIP.
Really,
it's just
change.
Refile.
The only thing that the hard part will be, you guys need to have an electronic copy of your SWIP posted and tell EPA where that is. So you'll need to put it on your website or wherever you want to put it.
Do we have an electronic copy of the SWIP?
I'd have to check on that. I don't know the answer to that. I believe we submitted one, but I'm not 100%. Do you know if we?
I'd have to look.
I'd have to go back.
There might be one in the binder you gave us.
We can get one too quickly. So
if you can take care of that, I mean, it's you prepped it. It should be on all your computers. So just a simple software.
I don't know if it was ever fully assembled, but it's quick and easy to do that.
Okay.
That's fine. Two other things. I'm presently the chairman for Gassama's event committee, which you guys talked about. We have two events that are upcoming. September 14th is the golf outing at Laconia Country Club. It's also on the same day as the next Gassama meeting. Anyone interested, please feel free to contact me or Steve. Steve has a lot of the information. We're looking for sponsorships. It's going to be a good time. The whole purpose behind it, just so you guys know, and why we created the Gassama Events Committee, was to get FBOs, airports, legislative people, all at the same place so they can network and start to promote aviation to everyone, so that you guys have a larger voice across the board. And we really need all of the airports to be involved with it. So as you guys fly into other airports and stuff like that, we just ask that you mention it and you talk about it, because it's an important thing. I mean, you know, every time Congress comes up with a new appropriations, there's always things in the budget that they want to add in or cut, and it affects everyone across the board. And we all kind of scramble last minute. So if we're all educated and up to speed on what the issues are, it's beneficial to all of us who benefit from this system. The other event that we're putting on is a Aviation Day in 5K. It's at Concord Municipal Airport. It's on November 7th. We're going to close down the airport. Well, we're going to partially close down the airport and run a 5K on the runway and have an event day. We're going to have like a touch a truck event type thing. But it's going to be really neat. It's the first one in the state. We're hopeful that it will go well, but we also need sponsorships for that. But we're also going to have Young Eagles. We're going to have a fly-in. We're going to have a kids race, a 5K on the runway, which everyone's really thrilled about. I'm not a runner, but I guess they're saying there's going to be a record because it's flat and fast. It doesn't excite me, but if it excites anyone. So. I really would encourage people to get involved with it. We'd like to do one here in years to come. We'll see how this one goes first, but Concord has two runways, so they kind of are the guinea pig first. So, any questions on those? Again, it's the same thing. The reason we did this one was really the same reason. It was to start promoting aviation and getting more of the community involvement. I think you guys can attest to, there isn't a lot of community involvement in an airport. So we want communities to start getting into the airport, to start getting youth into aviation. Things like, the movie night was great. You had a lot of people out here, young people. I know my kids, I brought my kids and they loved it. I brought a couple of their families from my town. Like, we didn't even know this existed. So, not a lot of youth, so. And the last thing is the CIP for the airport has been scheduled for August 27th at 3:30. So we should probably sit down in the next week or so and test base on what the wish list is and how we want to approach New Hampshire DOT with that. So I know every year we kind of sit down and jumble things around, so we should do that either later this week or early next week prior to that meeting.
Okay. You know, when you, do you have any flyers or anything for the golf tournament?
I do, actually. They're on the Kasama webpage and the Facebook page. And then I will email, email that to everyone.
I know, it's kind of last minute.
Steve has.
Tomorrow's the deadline. Yeah, he.
It's the deadline for sponsorship. We will gladly take anyone's money after that, too, so, or sponsorship.
Yeah.
But the reason that was is because we have, like, sponsor holes and stuff like that. We just have printing, but if we need to expedite printing, we can do that, so.
Okay, done?
I am officially done.
Okay. Let's move on to committees. The S&P committee, we're actually going to be bringing it up in new, under new business. The S&P committee is pretty much done. The draft of their recommendations for the new standards and procedures, and we'll bring that up in new business and what the next steps are. So we'll jump over that one if there's no objections. The marketing committee, Gordon.
Okay, thank you. Where to begin? When I started, when I was appointed to this position some 2.5 years ago, I more or less promised the mayor and the board of aldermen that I would try and use my experience in advertising and sales to try and market this airport. And at that time, I was fully retired, and I thought this would be a great challenge and something that I could take on. However, events in life have changed as they do, and I find myself not really capable of fulfilling that role in a responsible fashion. I'm now back in the workforce, and I feel that this is important enough that this should be in the hands of somebody that can really dedicate themselves to it, and make this a prime concern of this committee and members of this airport. So as of the 1st of August, I submitted my resignation to the mayor, and in so doing, I asked her if she were to find a replacement, that it be someone with the strength and vigor and desire to hopefully carry this on. In the meantime, we did manage to get one of the first steps done in the process of performing a marketing analysis, which was the pilots and aircraft owners survey, which I've got here somewhere. And we had, first of all, I want to thank those that did help and were willing to spend the time, and there was a lot of people that in fact gave it themselves and pitched in to make this happen. And hopefully this will be a starting point for you to continue this process and to keep continuing. In other words, it was my goal that we have a committee that's a permanent committee, maybe not the members, but the idea that you are constantly working on this process of marketing to answer questions and to provide a direction and goal that to go in. What we did get was from the survey, we had a total responses of 161, which was not bad, not perfect, but fairly good, and I think gave us a kind of sense of a lot of the questions that we might ask answered, and some information to create one of the primary purposes, is which what we call a strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats kind of chart from this. And we will publish this. I haven't, it's been distributed to the board, but I haven't had the time to formally get it published and get it up on the website or either on the blog site, but we will get it out to you. I had hoped that next week we could have just a open meeting, or anybody that wanted to come, we could all just sit down and talk about it and see what you think of it. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in New York most of next week, and so it might have to wait another week after that to get that done. And I will, in the meantime, I will continue to provide what help I can until a replacement has been found. But as to the survey, it's kind of interesting, and again, I know you don't have copies.
Before we get into detail,
please,
Eric, you're done here. Anytime you want to walk out and take care
My daughter's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, well, you still don't have to hang around, so.
I'm good.
He likes
appreciate your interest, but.
It answered quite a few questions that I thought was kind of interesting. And just taking a look at strengths and weaknesses, I thought in order of, priority, but weighted, number one was obviously the tower. Number two was community-based, and that really struck me as interesting. Because I always hear people talking about it's the people, it's the people, it's the people, it's the airport, people on the airport that really make this thing go. So it wasn't about a lot of other things, it was about, people kept saying how great this airport is because of the people here. And that just, I thought was, so we're looking for things that makes you stand out or sets you aside from other places. So the first thing that comes to my mind is we go back to the old logo thing, you know. So why have a logo with little airplanes on it? Because we know it's a damn airport. So maybe it should be about people. I don't know how you go from that to an icon about people, but you know, it's like I belong to a membership and they say, it's not about the cars, it's about the people. Well, maybe it's not about the planes, it's about the people. So you know, I keep saying, think about where you want to take this thing and what it means to you. In order, again, very quickly, FBO, maintenance, snow removal, food, low traffic for training. I thought that was very interesting. Automobile access, pilot shops, electric tie downs, and the runway length all came in as positives. Weaknesses, very quickly. Recreational flyers, fuel prices, and that's why I asked about activity, whether our activity was down. And then the other question is, are people ferrying fuel? In other words, are fuel prices hurting our operations in any way? Oh yeah. No radio repair was another item that came up. The fact that you have a single runway. Poor pavement, the cracks again, and old buildings, gate access, and finally bad public relations. How about that
one? What do they mean by recreational flyers?
Well, in other words, if you look at this airport cannot, by the numbers, okay, this airport and this facility, and this is opinion, okay, this is opinion, but this airport, and I think the money, I mean the financials show it, the airport could not and cannot, and we have agreed that, cannot survive just on recreational flyers alone.
So, wait a minute, are they saying the recreationals are bad
no,
or good?
No, listen, here's what I've got. I've got that as a weakness.
That we have them or that we don't have enough?
Allow me to finish. It's a question. It's a weakness, it's also an opportunity, and it's also a threat. All those things are up in the air because the recreational flyers that you have now, if you look at the demographics of the recreational flyers, where are the replacements coming from? Look at the aircraft. Where's the replacement aircraft coming from? What would it take to buy to keep a 152 running these days? You know, so that's a weakness because we don't have a large commercial base economically. We all know that. At the same time, it's an opportunity because there is the opportunity to attract more recreational flyers. Okay? Because of the strengths that I just mentioned. In other words, if I could say our fuel prices were better than Bedford, you could say, okay, well, look, fellas, you know, we're just, 20, 30 minutes down the highway. People say, I don't have enough money. Every time you raise prices here, that means less flying for me.
So what I'm
trying to get at is these are all parts of the equation.
I'm still trying to figure out if recreational flyers, we need more or less?
You need.
I would assume more.
You need more.
Right. Okay.
You need.
And the weakness is that we don't have enough.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And it's also a threat because they can somebody else can siphon them off for whatever reason. Someone says, "Oh, I'd like to have a grass strip." They don't have a grass. All right. So I don't want to keep you much longer with all this. Okay. Opportunities. Recreational flyers. Big number was the wash rack. De-ice. I know we've talked about that. And self-serve gas are the main opportunities that popped up. Again, if you wanted to attract as a place, and again, as I said, try to think of it as a place to come to. You want to attract people rather than a place to depart from. So anyway, like I said, I was hoping that we could, you will continue this as much as possible. My next hope was that we could go to the community and the chambers of commerce, because the economic activity that surrounds us really is more or less the, how shall I say, the engine that drives this place in a way. And start to poll them and what their opinions are and what general aviation means to them. So I'll shut up at that point. Any questions that I can answer for you or comments, please? Yes, Tom?
What to do with this information after it's published? I would like to put it on the agenda and talk about what are the key items we can pull out of it. If we can focus on three things that are great, how do we make them better, and three things that are need improvement, and how do we make them better? Okay, that would be great. For instance, the wash rack thing, a lot of comments on that. Well, we have a procedure for it. Let's see if we can't implement it now. Next step, that'd be easy. But there's a lot of, I think, quick fixes and a lot of long-term things that we could plan. So let's put it on the agenda. And I hope Gordon's here to lead us through it.
I'd love to. Like I said, I feel irresponsible in that I have not been adequately providing attention to this, and I think that's a mistake. It really should be a big priority, I think, for you to home in on this sort of thing. Like I said, keep this going. I mean, let's work on getting another survey going with their local Chamber of Commerce, Milford. Go to Mass, you know.
Yeah, but you're too hard on yourself. You've done more in the last year than anybody has done in 10 years. So,
well, I appreciate that. I don't feel that way. I mean, I feel like
I let
people down in a lot of respects, not being able to accomplish or be present sometimes when I needed to be. So.
Okay. Any other comments concerning marketing? Okay, we're moving on to old business. Are we?
No. None at this time on the logo.
Then any logo revision, no action at this time, we'll just continue to hold it, or do you want to take it off?
You can take it off and we'll put it back on
when we're ready. Okay, we'll take it off of old business. New business. Transfer of lease.
Yes, I've been assigned the duty of making a motion to approve the transfer of the lease agreement from RJV to 10 Mountain Capital. Is Mr.
Right?
Okay. Mr. Valentine?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're a lifesaver. I just got involved with this afternoon. I do have some changes that have been made or approved internally as regards to the consent of the assignment of the ground lease, which is different than what you have fixed right now. I don't know if you have a copy of that change.
No.
It was just this afternoon, so
okay.
The motion I would make would incorporate that change, any other changes that would take place in the future also. The problem I have is semantics. I have two letters before me, one from yourself that requests a transfer, and one from Julie DiMartino that requests a transfer.
Yes.
Okay. And it's to 10 Mountain Capital LLC. I didn't know who 10 Mountain Capital LLC was, so I asked the airport manager to do research on that, and we checked with the state of New Hampshire, and you're not registered with the state.
I think they assigned it to LG60 Hangar LLC.
That is a possibility. However, the request for assignment is to, yeah, I understand that, that's current. That's what the current assignment has been on the old lease also.
Okay.
But your request was a transfer to 10 Mountain Capital?
Which is Boston Corporation.
Okay. And the other problem I'm having is the lease agreement was a consent for assignment of the ground lease.
Right.
Excuse me just a minute. And your request is for a transfer.
The Well, there's a difference. Assignments means it can be recovered, a transfer means it's permanent.
Permanent.
So you want a transfer?
Yes.
Okay.
To which entity?
To Ten Mountain Capital.
Okay, let's go on with that. I know you're registered in the state of Massachusetts as Ten Mountain Capital.
They are, what, the buyer.
Okay. So you're not Ten Mountain Capital?
No.
I'm not Ten Mountain Capital, I'm selling it, I hang it to Ten Mountain Capital. And they have an LLC called LJ60 Hangar LLC.
Yeah, this is.
I understand, we have that.
Okay.
But on both letters of request, Ten Mountain Capital was the entity that was going to receive this.
But not on the actual transfer?
Not on the actual transfer. So are we transferring to LJ60?
LJ60 Hangar LLC, that's.
And we're not transferring to Ten Mountain Capital?
I think Ten Mountain Capital owns LJ60 Hangar.
Is Ten Mountain Capital registered in the state of New Hampshire?
Not that I know of.
No, it is not.
Do they have to be registered?
Well, if we're transferring the assignment to Ten Mountain Capital, yes.
Okay, so I'll have to tell them to register in New Hampshire?
If you want the transfer to go to Ten Mountain Capital, that's correct.
Okay. I will make every effort to approach them and say, gentlemen,
do they
register in New Hampshire?
Do they need to be a New Hampshire registered company?
Probably.
I mean, if they're not, like, as long as they're a corporation doing business in the United States.
They don't have to be registered in New Hampshire.
Well, we, as an entity, we've always requested anybody operating in this airport is registered with the state of New Hampshire.
That's a requirement, then?
As a requirement.
So, what do they have to register, a corporation in New Hampshire?
Well, I think you should make that presentation to the party that you're going to be addressing and let them make that determination. If you want this assignment or transfer to go to Ten Mountain Capital, they should be registered in the state of New Hampshire.
Okay.
Okay? Now, we can just table this.
I guess it's, you know, similar to, although my company is a New Hampshire company, if I'm doing work in New Jersey, I have to be registered in New Jersey. But if I'm doing work in Massachusetts, there's a reciprocity. Massachusetts doesn't care as long as I'm registered somewhere. Okay.
All right. What I can do is I can go in tomorrow, I talk to my people, talk to their people, and say, look, you have to register in New Hampshire. Now, if I get that done, do I have to come back up again?
No.
No, because.
Thank you. It took me 2 hours from Braintree to travel.
No, we're ready to basically approve the transfer, but this complication came to surface today, and that's where we are.
I'll go to the powers to be and tell them that they're not going to get this thing until they register.
Well, they are. If they're registered in Massachusetts, there is a New Hampshire mass reciprocity agreement.
Oh, is it?
And I didn't know that. But, yeah, it's.
Can we approve this pending?
Yes.
Under those conditions.
Under the conditions.
Well, we just need to approve the transfer.
Or just having the lease.
Right.
Okay.
Is he conducting business out of that hangar?
Are we doing good? What?
Is he conducting business?
We just keep his aircraft there.
So.
He keeps his aircraft,
no,
and he's actually leasing some of the space to me for another plane I own. So. I tell you, if there's reciprocity, then boy, that would save us a lot of trouble, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would, but I would, once again, to pass the English language, I'm going to ask you, there's a difference between transfer and assignment.
Transfer.
The current contract says it's an assignment. You're asking for a transfer.
Yeah.
So we have to change that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a decision.
No, I get it. We have to change this from an assignment to a transfer. And then the reciprocity thing, then that's.
Well, that's something.
And we can ask the question on the registration too, because I'm not aware of any requirement anywhere for us to have a New Hampshire registration. I mean, we can do business without staters. New England is not even as big as Texas. Come on.
Yeah.
With F1 Air, we're a Massachusetts corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the
but you're registered.
Almost, I guess, it's set, isn't it?
But you're registered in New Hampshire.
Am I?
Maybe not. Not unless. Not if you pay, unless you pay your $100 every year.
We're a mass corporation.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're not registered up there. I can double check.
Well,
if you're doing business, renting a hangar is different than doing business. Like, I'm doing business in New Hampshire, I have to register my business.
Yeah. Are you saying he's not doing business in New Hampshire?
Well, they're renting a hangar. I don't know what he's doing, but he's renting a hangar, he's not conducting business out of it.
All they do is keep their, you know, their plane here, okay? And we kept our Lear 60 there, but we sold our Lear 60, so we have a TBM that we keep. Actually, I made a deal with them to keep the plane here. I own a hangar in Plymouth, so that's where my jets will go.
So, I suggest we just make a motion to approve the transfer of this lease, with the condition that they meet conditions aligned by the airport manager as we figure them out.
Well, then we have to change the contract.
We're not making any approval to sign this. You know, we don't need that. Mm-hmm. The only thing this board is being asked is to approve the transfer, and the actual signing of paperwork will be conducted with the airport manager and myself acting as chairman, okay? And believe me, I'll give this a fine tooth review, and our attorney will review it also. We've already modified this. And in this assignment, they're saying the airport authority will do this, and we'll do that later, and this, and no, they're taking over your lease, and that's all there is to it. It needs to be one sentence, pretty much, that the airport authority approves the transfer of the lease from you to you. That's all it needs to be, but, you know, it doesn't need to be two pages.
Tell me what I need to do here.
Let me offer a motion. Of course, I like to cross the T and dot the I. And I'm concerned about the difference between the assignment and transfer. You're looking for a transfer.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Nothing to do. Put the assignment aside. It's a transfer.
Okay, you're looking for a transfer.
Okay.
I handed out, I'm going to give you a copy of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The board has already read this motion. Am I?
Yes.
Take a moment to read that.
Well, you know, this part you can leave out.
We can leave the entire half, back half of this out.
Okay, go ahead and tell me what you want.
You know what's kind of interesting? A lot of people work in Boston, but they come up to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why.
We better
they
rewrite
like
this.
Well, let me tell you, it's a better place to live, I can tell you that.
So,
you live in Braintree.
To approve the transfer agreement,
I've said to my wife it wouldn't be a bad idea.
To LJ 60 hangar, subject to conditions established by airport manager.
He wants 10 Mountain.
No, he doesn't. He wants LJ 60 hangar.
You want LJ 60 or 10 Mountain?
I'd say LJ 60 hangar LLC.
That's already in the lease.
Okay. We can fix that by LJ 60 hangar, aka 10
Mountain. No. Let me get back to you.
Do you want me to make the motion?
Yeah, read your scratch.
Okay.
Read your scratch.
I'll make a motion. I move to approve the transfer agreement E-2221 from RJV Logistic LLC, formerly F1 Air Logistic LLC, to LJ 60 Hangar Incorporated, subject to conditions established by the airport manager.
Boy, wow.
Mr. Chairman,
Chair, it's...
But the more thing here is that we're approving the transfer. What?
It's LJ60 Hanger LLC.
Not incorporated.
LJ60 Hanger.
Okay, so move to LLC. So change. Any... Is there any second?
Okay, I guess I'm happy. Is that meeting...
You're gonna second it, Mary?
They wanna buy, you know, they wanna, you know, consummate the deal. So what do they have to do? Nothing, right?
Well, what you need is a short statement from us that we can record with your lease saying that that the airport authority approved the transfer of your lease from one entity to another entity.
Okay.
That's it.
Without change.
That will go in with the record of the registry, okay, and be recorded.
Any idea when that'll be done?
Pardon me?
When, you know, when that'll be done?
You're gonna do it.
Tomorrow.
Well, as soon as, it'll be done as soon as the airport manager figures out what the conditions are that have to be met, such as we're gonna do a quick look and see if there's any need for being a New Hampshire registered company, which I don't think there is.
No.
We'll talk to our attorney tomorrow. Is there any requirement to get a certificate of insurance on file from him?
No.
as a hangar operator?
We already, no, because they're not a public entity. They don't have people coming into their hangar. We're not worried about somebody slipping a phone.
Well, the airport manager would just look through the terms of the lease and make sure that they're in compliance, where you have been for forever. Make sure that they're compliant, and we'll report
okay,
that.
So will I be talking to you? Or
yes. Yep.
Will I call you tomorrow?
We'll talk to the airport manager.
We can talk right after the meeting, actually. We'll talk right after the meeting is over.
Oh, Dennis.
Which will be very short.
Sure. He wants a transfer.
I said that.
Yeah, it's his transfer. Yeah, he wants it, but the content.
I'm not looking at that document. Okay. Right. That's
Mr. Chair, I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor of this yes?
Andy has something.
Andy Nines, for the record. In the banking business, the idea of being registered in the state to do business has to do with your standing in the courts. And in other words, if you're not registered in the state, you can't sue somebody in this state. They can't sue you in the state if they're not registered there. You can sue them, but they can't sue you is how it works in the banking business. And I presume it works that way across the board.
Let's hope no one's going to sue anyone.
We don't.
No, okay. No. What I'm saying is that's where the difficulty comes in.
Well, I should break these off for the record. I think all your leases specifically state that everybody's yielding to the state of New Hampshire for judicial reasons. So I think it's actually dealt with. I think everybody's signed off on it.
Okay. We'll try one more time.
With further ado, I accept this.
All those in favor of the motion to transfer the lease, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carries. 4-1.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is... What happened to it? I got three papers here now.
This is my...
The S&P adoption process. Okay, so we have the committee submitted a new standards and procedures. Everybody has a new document, okay? And what I'd like to do is quote you first the procedure from the existing standards and procedures on adopting process and then open it up for discussion. Do you have the old one?
Yeah, this is my old one.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
So I don't have to dig. The procedures of adopting a new S&P are outlined on page 7 in paragraph 1.2.4. And it says, changes to these standards and procedures may be adopted by the authority after review and recommendation by the Standards and Procedures Review Committee. The authority shall have the power to adopt changes to the standards and procedures after public hearing for which notice has been given by publication and posting and by mailing to all parties of interest. Key on the word parties of interest. Next paragraph, notice shall be given by publication in a newspaper of general circulation in the city of Nashua once in each of 2 consecutive weeks. The first publication to be not less than 14 days before the day of the hearing, and by posting such notice in a conspicuous place in the authorities building at the airport and in Nashua City Hall for a period of not less than 14 days before the day of the hearing. Third paragraph, parties in interest, as used in this section, shall mean all approved FBOs, independent operators, tenants, building owners, condominium owners upon the airport grounds. Notice to parties in interest shall be sent to by regular mail, postage prepaid, not less than 14 days before the date of each of the hearing. Notice shall be sent to these parties at the most recent address each has provided to the airport authority. So what my intent is, for the board to approve this process and start the procedures to provide notification to the parties of interest and to the general public, so that at the next airport authority meeting, we can put this on the agenda for new business and bring it up for discussion and adopt provisions or make changes to the S&P. Okay? I don't want to discuss in particular those any changes, but well, after we agree that we want to proceed with this process, I think that's the first thing, we can discuss how we're going to proceed at the next meeting and kind of outline it. I have a few things I want to discuss about that. So I guess I'll make a motion that we proceed with the 14-day notification process for changing the S&P procedure, the standard procedures as identified in paragraph 1.2.4 of the S&P.
Old S&P or the new?
Of the old S&P.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Oppose? Great. Okay. So, now, how do we do this next week?
Well,
there's
next meeting.
At the next meeting, sir. There's if the way the S&P procedures read, in my opinion, in reading 1.2.4, the notifications need to be made. We need to establish a committee. Committee reviews. The committee makes their recommendations on the content of the S&P, and it's up to the board to approve that. How we approve it, okay, we can sit down and say we agree with everything and approve the whole thing just as they wrote it. Or we can approve some changes and not other changes. However, if we want to add something that the S&P committee has not seen, I think we should throw it back to the S&P for their recommendations on that. Now, I in particular have nothing to add. So that's one thing I'd like the board to do, is take a look at, compare the 2 documents, look at what we have and what the recommended changes are, make sure there's nothing you want to add. That's the first thing we want to go over. And then the second item would be, do you object to any of the changes that they recommend? And objecting to their changes would not mean that we disapprove the S&P. It's sort of like, in my opinion, a line item veto. We can either adopt the changes or not adopt them and move on to the next item that somebody might object to. Does that sound like an appropriate procedure to you?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. And I want to say one thing before I open it up for public comment. What's the appropriate word? I don't know if it's stonewalling, but we're not. My intent is not to take the S&P's recommendation and ignore them. Okay, quite the opposite. We had some of the best experience and knowledge and minds on the airport together in one room to determine not only what are the rules, procedures, but what's the climate, what's the atmosphere, what kind of environment do we want at the Nashua Airport, okay? So it was enlightening. In fact, I think we eliminated more rules than we added or changed. So it was actually a nice experience. But more importantly, for the first time, we had 12 individuals together to kind of say, hey, here's what we want. The airport manager was there. He learned a lot about, how do we want to move forward with this airport? Do we want to be locked up like Bedford, or do we want to be wide open and free like a
Brookline.
Like where?
Brookline.
Okay, Brookline. Okay. So there was a lot of the open and free, so that's important. But at the same time, this board has been appointed by the mayor, confirmed by the alderman, and we have a business responsibility to the city government, to the citizens of Nashua, to make sure that we represent the city, that the business is run successfully, and that we protect the city's assets. So, operationally speaking, I have very few comments to say about what the S&P did. They hashed it and rehashed it and rehashed it. But administratively, how this body governs, how the city gets involved, how the S&P in the future works, that's something that I think that we need to be reserved with and make sure that this board continues with the power to represent the city. And that's why I'm saying that not only do we need to look at it operationally, we need to make sure, administratively to protect those rights, but operationally, we need to make sure there's not anything that that freedom makes unsafe or might be an incident for the city. Any comments? Now I'll open it up. Yes.
Thank you. David Schoenman, for the record. I think that sounds fine. I think that we have the authority to do that. I would just suggest that the 14 days starts after you modify whatever you want to modify. I think that if you want to make a change to bring everybody here and then announce it at that time is too short. I think you can look at it. I would suggest you look at it. It's just an idea, you can accept it or not, I guess. But look at it and decide if there are things that you don't like in there, but then announce what those are and then start the 14 days so that people are prepared by the time they come there, as opposed to doing it right then and there.
Yes, go ahead.
I can see you're the deep side there.
Yeah.
You had sent out a letter, Steve Berlin, you had sent out a letter to those of us that are on the S&P Review Committee. And just a section of it kind of concerned me quite a bit, actually. And what you had written down here was, I plan to support the committee's recommendation on operational issues as I have always intended. However, I have communicated to the S&P committee during the several meetings that it has not been formed to change the NAA responsibilities, and it referred to 1.2.4. I believe the proposed restrictions in administrative procedures on section 1.2 would make the NAA ineffective in managing the city's real properties. My question is, when we were talking about this at the actual meetings, at the S&P meetings, in so many words, and even exact words at times, I think we had established what the real purpose for the 1.2.4 was at the time. I think we all agreed, almost to the man, was that this is not only the due process section, but it's also the user's, airport user's protection clause as well. And my concern is, if I'm reading your comments here correctly, is that was what you were concerned about. And the reason why that concerns me is that during the January of the 12th or the 21st, I forget which, when we were talking about this, you would even explain, I'm saying, I already guess it. You had actually brought it up about, well, you guys aren't putting enough teeth in this, or muscle, or however you put it. And I said, all right, I like it. He's getting it. We do, considering what we just went through. I don't think I have to elaborate on that. We don't want to have, and I think you actually described it as, a road, a future road
chairman. And so,
or board.
Therefore, okay, whichever. So my concern here is I don't want to use the word renege, but why would you have changed? Because it sounded like you were on board with us.
Okay, well, let's make sure we don't get into this type of discussion that belongs after, you know, the 14-day notice, and we get into a real review of each issue. But I did bring that up as an example, and I did write that an email to all the committee members for a reason, to get us thinking about that. And it's just an example of where this board's responsibilities to the city and to the people of Nashua, and the committee's primary responsibility of the operational environment to the airport may not jive, okay, every time. And what the way the S&P committee rewrote paragraph 1.2.4, which is how any rule gets changed in this airport, okay, because the S&P contains all the rules and regulations and how we live every day, okay? But for this board to make any change to those, we would have to form an S&P committee and ask them to adopt it, okay? And the S&P committee would then be made up of, what do you call them, practical users, or practical parties, okay? Interested parties, okay? And so here, now, this board has become ineffective, totally ineffective, because now it's 12 members, or according to the S&P committee, they got their way, 12 members of the interested parties that are making all the decisions on how the operations of the airport run, okay? And so, is that, or, you know, and not that I disagree with it, but for me to actually cause that implementation, I'd want to take that back to the alderman. And I'd ask the alderman, I'd ask the city, who do you want to run the airport? 12 individuals, okay, selected from interested parties of the users, or board of directors appointed by you, okay? And that there's a big change here. And I hope y'all, did I say that clear enough? Does it make sense?
To follow up on that, the ineffectiveness and the gelding, pretty much is what you're saying there, and that wasn't really the intention. It was just to protect us against this same thing that had happened in the past.
Yes.
Again.
What may have happened 2 years ago. Yeah.
We have discussed the time element, and in the interest of efficiency is what I think the argument started with, that this idea wasn't going to work because it was going to take a little bit of time. And I, for one, I'm going to be a constant volunteer. So you already got one out of the 12. And I'm sure there's going to be some other guys. So as far as putting it together, we're way better at it, not because we've already done it. So time factor is not going to be that much. And having said that, though, the time factor is actually a positive. We don't want to make changes quickly. Day-to-day operations, as Steve is going to do here at the airport, that's not going to change. We're only talking about the things that are in the S&P right now.
Right.
And what will be in the new one. Which is, that's so in as far as your concern about it being ineffective, I'm having a hard time understanding that, because we do want a little bit of time so people can think about it, and for those that are a part of the group, can they get a consensus from the people that they're representing, just like you guys, I'm assuming. All right?
And that makes some good points, Wes.
So
make it quick, Wesley.
Okay, two things. One is the new text, I don't think is any more onerous than the...
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. Well,
but let's not get into it. Before
right.
We get into real heavy discussion, we'll save it for next week, where most of our agenda will be clear for this.
I'd like to point out one thing, that when you go talk to the aldermen, they're going to tell you that changes to aldermanic policies go through aldermanic committees, which get a public comment, and you know, are subject to the same kind of
process.
Vetting that we've just gone through. The aldermanic committee votes.
But who makes up an aldermanic committee?
The
aldermen?
The aldermen
select
appoint
that.
Members of the committee.
I don't even have control over the S&P committee. I had to go, this board wouldn't be able to be on it. Okay, it's made up of interested parties of
okay.
the airport. Okay,
okay.
So
Who chooses those parties?
Which...
I think a lot of these concerns are kind of premature, you know, we haven't revisited a lot of this. And I'm looking at, what, 100 pages of minutes that I gotta review before I even look at this.
Okay, so I'll allow this to go a little more. I would like to, because I did want to plant a seed this meeting so that we could discuss it in depth. So Alderman Schulderman, what?
Oh, I think Wes made a similar point to mine. I think what you just said is good. Take a look at it, and I would suggest you come with a proposal of the things you don't like about what they recommended, or actually even since they don't like, you would prefer to be different. An addition or a subtraction. If it all comes down to one paragraph, then that makes that meeting easier. At least we can know ahead of time that these are the things you like and these are the things you don't, and how long are those lists.
And getting back to the discussion, how we carry on this meeting next time, us five board members have a responsibility to come to that meeting prepared. And I'm going to go one step further to say that if you don't have a red line comments in the margins of the new S&P procedure or the old, or a list of your objections, then I don't want to hear them in a meeting. Okay? I'll give you my comments by redlining the S&P and scanning it and sending it to you. You know exactly where I stand, and that'll be the subject matter that I might bring up during the meeting. And I would expect each from you so that we can pretty much say everything looks fine except for these five items. Let's hit them one by one, bang, 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 and discuss them. Okay? We should also give the committee the opportunity to know that we have some issues with those five items, that's the whole thing, and the committee members can come in here prepared to address those five items with us. That's going to be the best way to handle it. Agree?
Yep, open to them.
Okay, so the Friday before the meeting, don't want to give the committee too much time, right? Information into me, and we'll bring it together. Also, concerning... I'd like to go ahead with the 14-day notice and that we're going to be approving or making changes to S&P because I think that we're not going to add anything. We're not going to rewrite anything. We're either going to adopt it or not adopt what the S&P committee has already proven to us. So I think if you take the old document and the new document, one of the two are going to be enforced when we're done at the next meeting. If you know what I mean. I mean, we're not...
So we're either going to adopt it fully or not adopt it?
No. It could be adopted fully, mm-hmm. adopted partly...
Amended or whatever.
Okay, or not adopted. Okay. We won't add anything that hasn't already been recommended by the S&P. If you want the opportunity to look at it for the next 2 weeks, we can still make the 14-day deadline. You can just read through it and see if there's anything you might want to add. And if that is the case, then we send it back to committee with those requests, and we hold off on the notification and then the S&P review until the October meeting.
So in the next 2 weeks, we should hash it out.
Only on those things, if you think something should have been addressed in there and added,
right.
is not in there.
So your 1.2.4, you're going to write down for us what you like, what you don't like, and let us know, and we can...
My proposal is they're going to be either adopt their 1.2.4 or leave it alone.
Okay.
So that kind of comment won't be necessary until the Friday before or next meeting. Get my point? Because I'm not changing anything, they're both published.
So we're not going to change anything. We will either adopt it or not adopt it. Or partially adopt it, but we
I guess what I'm saying is that we have a line item veto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we disagree with anything they change, we can keep the original. Okay, for instance, Okay. The issue on parking. One of the things the S&P committee did, we have a little provision in there about parking restrictions and this and that. And what the S&P committee did is they got rid of it. There are no parking guidelines at all. You can park anywhere in the airport. The premise is that if you're smart enough to have a car and get in the gate, then you're smart enough to know what to do with your vehicle. Okay? And we don't need to put no parking signs around the airport. Okay? Now, if you disagree with that, then you can say, no, I want to leave the parking restrictions in the S&P as they were previously written. That's a line item veto. Make sense? Okay, yes.
Dave Plenchik. A couple of things just before we leave. The line item veto, without the 14-day notice is disconcerting, because what's going to happen is we're going to come in unarmed and not under, if you decide that that particular item isn't something that you want, which is your right, now we have no time to countermand or discuss that. There's no 14-day discussion period.
Well,
or offer alternatives, perhaps. But that's just
and that's a good point.
And that's for you too. It goes both ways. So if we were to say something, you wouldn't have time to adequately discuss it with the committee. That's one point that I'm a little worried about.
The implication there is that the 14-day notice period is for people to review the changes. It does not say that anywhere. Mm-hmm. The 14-day notice period is to say that we're going to have a meeting to review the S&P. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's to give everybody notice, hey, I better clear my calendar, I need to be there to represent myself. So if these situations are resolved during the meeting, okay, then that is adequate to me. I just cannot imagine having a completely finished document after the S&P committee worked on it for 8 months, okay, 14 days prior, and then have a legitimate discussion about it. Okay, so like I said, my feeling is that, with the exception of one paragraph out of a 100-paragraph document, I think it's just going to go sail right through.
And I understand that you even mentioned that if there is an issue or a problem, we can table it or discuss it and put it into the October meeting, I believe.
Exactly.
Second part of this, and granted, I'm new to the meetings. I'm not familiar with all the procedures. I know the fine work of the S&P committee has been just my association with the people on the airport. In reading 1.2.4 and reviewing the adoption, it gives you the authority to adopt, it gives the NNA the authority to adopt changes that are approved by the Standards and Review Committee. You still, from what I can read, retain the same rights and responsibilities as a board that you do now. The only difference is that you also have the additional authority to approve recommendations from the users themselves, for which you may or may not ordinarily be party to, because of just the nature of the organization of the board. So it seems to me that it would be a positive for both.
Are you reading the old or the new?
I'm reading the old one, but I can see the new changes, I believe, in the underlined highlighted items. And I believe you read, if I'm not mistaken, the current purpose 1.2.4. And finally, of course, none of us would argue that under exigent.
And a lot of this discussion needs to be next meeting. We're talking about the process of review at this point.
Okay.
But
so with additional words and things, with a little discussion, even the most, like you said, out of all board, even the most worrisome portions of this could be easily brought to the next meeting.
Right.
As long as that option is still available, I don't think anybody would have an issue with that.
Yeah, well, I'll make the effort to try to publish any objections any board member has well in advance of the meeting.
FYI, AirDirect, for whatever reason, was not on the notification.
Ron did.
Yeah, I'm not even bothered.
Really?
Okay. So if I could
get
a copy, people.
Well, talk to the committee.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Is the Friday before with any of our comments enough? You want to do it a little bit further in advance?
I would like to. My weekends are really busy, so to get it the Friday before, I'm working all weekend.
Well, no, so yeah, we have 4 weeks. from now.
I know, but you said the Friday before. If you send it to me the Friday before, I'm busy all weekend, I don't get to look at it.
Okay, that just means you have to do your portion and submit it to me to consolidate everybody.
You just said it early enough, and I'm saying no, it isn't.
Okay, so.
So if you.
But on the other side of the coin,
don't ask me if you don't want my.
You'll have to get it to me sooner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I will get it to you sooner.
So let's do the Friday before the Friday. 10 days prior.
10 days prior. 10 days prior.
Okay.
On the time table.
Okay. Anything else? We're back to public input. Is there any public input at the close of the meeting? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I want to thank the board for sponsoring the golf tournament that we have coming up. I forgot to mention that in my report. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You didn't tell me what team I
was. Director's comments.
I'll play with you. All right. Okay.
Now it's time for director comments. Would you like to make any comments?
I just wanted to say Touch a Truck was really fun and movie night. I think we need to do a much better job at getting the word out sooner than what we did, although it was fun and things really happened. But I think we could make that a little bit quicker. Let me see. I guess not too much. I guess that's it.
Gordon?
Not really. One of the things I've mentioned, I think, once before that has occurred to me, and I've got some people that have expressed an interest in that, is I've lost the thread of my thought. Friends of the airport people. So besides the community here and besides the board themselves, there are many people in the greater Nashville community that would be more than willing to form some sort of organization. I don't know what the impetus would be, but an organization that lends its support to the airport for whatever reason, or bake sales, I don't know, you name it, but they're out there and they've said to me that they would be willing to, or think about, you know, think about it. So
we're going to get a knitting circle?
Pardon?
Like a knitting circle.
Yeah, or whatever. Can collection, I don't know, you name it. But you know, I think to tap into resources like that are available to you and fulfilling that people that want to help.
Can I touch on that?
Please do.
When you were reading off some of the suggestions that you had gotten from the suggestion blocks, I noticed that mine wasn't on there, and I had suggested, a welcome center. And it's something we should really look into, and we've already got volunteers, and I can recruit some more folks as well, as far as getting that welcome center up and running, and that's going to help folks who come in, and you know how people are, they're not already in aviation, they're intimidated by it, we're trying to make them feel comfortable by actually talking to a real human being and take them to any one of these businesses along the airport personally. And Keith is going to put together a kiosk inside his building. There'll be a sign that will tell the folks this is not only the National Power Store, but also the Welcoming Center. Come on in. We're happy to answer all your questions. And that's going to be making the airport more human versus it being, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, Steve, I didn't. There was, you know, there's a wealth of commentary in here from people and those sorts of suggestions. I tried to pick out the ones that stood out to me, and there are obviously more. So that's why I said I'd hope that there would be a time where you could spend more time and look at this and talk about it and generate more ideas. I'm done.
Right.
It was a very busy month on the financial side. We're still working out the nooks and crannies of getting our new reporting system up and running. I think we went through like 6 revisions of the financial statements before they were at a point to present to the board. We'll continue to fine-tune that process and take whatever it needs to. I know I recognized Gordon's efforts in the past, and I continue to do so, and I want to thank you, Gordon, for all the work you've been doing. I'm hoping we can carry it on until we find a replacement.
Thank you.
And also, the Standards and Procedures Committee, I think you did a remarkable job. As I said, I started penetrating these minutes, and maybe I'm nitpicking, but an awful lot of work went into that, and I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I would suggest that you read the new S&P compared to the old S&P. Then if you want to figure out what, then you read the minutes.
No.
Or ask Keith Webb where that portion is, okay? Because if you don't see any problems, don't go through the minutes.
Yeah, but you forget something. I got a copy of the revised...
Oh, you're retired. Right.
...minutes, the revised standard procedures, and then 2 days later I got a revision to that.
A revision to the revision?
Right.
So I'm starting over again.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. And yes, thank you,
okay.
Gordon.
And I'd like to say thanks, Gordon. You've added some diversity and pushed marketing, and I really appreciate your efforts over the last couple of years. Along kind of on the same subject, congratulations to Mike. You just got reappointed for another 5 years last month.
Yes, me too.
And we do, you know, coming up, this is a year where we've got a lot of things accomplished, and we're kind of finishing with some projects. As we move forward, other than the marketing things we talked about today, we need to think far out how we're going to change the environment around the airport. The CIP review in August is coming up, and the number one item on there, in my opinion, over the next 5 years is going to be the master plan. And the master plan needs to coincide with what we want to do with our hangar locations, incorporating jet businesses, renewing leases, and just a few comments a few minutes ago, Welcome Center. Do you know that our master plan has a terminal building on it? And because we are technically an alternate airport, a reliever airport for Boston Logan, okay, that we are qualified to have a terminal building and probably could move that thing right up and bring it in sooner. But we have maintenance things. We have more important things to do. But it is on our master plan, like 7-8 years out. And can you imagine what a terminal building would look like out here with a nice little restaurant in it and a gift shop and a welcome center?
Hold on a second.
No. Looking at you.
Well, we'll lease the space to you for sure. Okay. But this would be a place where we welcome people. But that's what this airport misses, that a lot of the airports around here have a place to gather and welcome the community. But anyway, so the master plan is coming up. And that concludes my remarks. We need to go into.
Just one thing. I will not be able to attend a scheduled meeting in September.
September, okay, yes.
Should we change it?
It's scheduled for September 16th.
How about the next week? Well, I won't be here the next week.
I won't be here the next week.
How about the day before? The Tuesday instead of Wednesday?
Be the day after. Thursday?
Well, Thursday?
The 8th, what is today?
17th.
Thursday the 17th?
How about the Monday? Well, I'm okay with the Thursday, the 17th, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll make that change. Go for Thursday, the 17th.
Thank you.
It's going to be September 17th.
Yes. Yeah.
I would not be here. 17th. My daughter has surgery that day. I'm assuming that I'll.
Well, then how about Monday then?
All that week.
We have an S&P that next meeting, so it would be nice to have a full board.
All that week I'm gone. Yeah. And then surgery, she has surgery that particular day. I mean, I can't say yes or no. I mean, it's first thing in the morning, but no, pardon me, it's a PM. That doesn't make sense.
How about Thursday, the 24th?
I'll be out of town.
Me too. You want to move it up a week?
It's okay with me. Well, it's 17, 16.
To the 9th?
Yeah.
Yep, 9-9. That's the short week. That's a short week.
I won't be here.
So that means we have to get our comments to you on the FBI tomorrow.
You guys aren't going to have time to read all that.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
I tell you what, that's short. That's a short week, too.
What?
It's a holiday week,
day?
Vacation
holiday
week.
Yeah. Let's keep it here and see how it does.
At 9-17. Okay. Let us know, Gordon. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to move to adjourn to a non-public session for employee review reasons, subject to RSA 91-A3-2A. Do I have a second?
One second.
Although, well, we had to do a roll call vote. Yep.
Chairman Stevens.
Aye.
Vice Chairman Sheehan.
Yes.
Treasurer Rosenblum.
Yes.
Secretary Cushing Adams.
Yes.
And Director Jackson.
Yep.
Okay, so we're adjourned for non-public session. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
I'm going to touch base.